Good afternoon, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you here until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. And I hope you'll be able to stick with us here this afternoon and then stay tuned for Pastor Risnacko, who'll be coming up at 2 o'clock. And I hope you were able to hear Pastor Lutz there in the last half hour as well. Lots going on around our state, around our nation, and certainly lots that we as Christians need to be aware of and need to be concerned about. So let me just encourage you to to keep up with things that are happening. And the most important thing is, Pastor Lutz, I think, made a good case for this in the last half hour. You need to be in church, because one day we're going to stand before the Lord Jesus Christ as believers, and we're going to give an account of the work that we did as his servants. That's not a count as to whether or not you can get into heaven. That is decided in this life, whether or not you put your faith in Christ in this life. That determines your eternal destination. But once you put your faith in Christ as your Lord and Savior, then how do you live your life? And that's what is going to be looked at and evaluated at the judgment seat of Christ. But if you've not put your faith in Christ as your Savior, you've got another judgment seat to go to, and that's the great white throne judgment back in Revelation chapter 20, where those that die without faith in Christ are going to stand before the Lord, not to determine whether or not they go into heaven. That's already decided because they died without Christ. That's to decide the level of punishment, the degree of punishment in the lake of fire for all eternity. So it's serious business. It's eternal matters that we're talking about on these programs. And so that's why I encourage you to listen to Pastor Lutz at 1 o'clock and hopefully us at 1:30 and Pastor Risnacko at 2 o'clock. I think it'll be a blessing to you. It'll help you navigate these troublesome times that we find ourselves in. All right. Well, like I said, I'm Pastor Al Davis. I'm pastor of the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, and you can find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can link not only to the church there, Richfield Bible Baptist Church, at livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to some of our past programs there. We're on not only here on Sunday afternoons, Friday afternoons at 1:30 until 2 o'clock. We're on Sunday evenings. We're on Sunday evenings from 10 o'clock until midnight every Sunday evening in a live call-in radio program. And you can call in with your questions about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. And you can even do that this afternoon. We do have a toll-free number that you can call. You can call it at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And we'd love to talk to you about your questions about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. But also, we have, like I said, on our website, livewithpastoral.com, we have our past programs there, Friday programs, both of our Sunday night hours, hour one and hour two. If you go to livewithpastoral.com and you scroll down, you'll see that down on the right-hand side of the page. You'll see past programs, and you can go back for years on programs just to listen to your heart's content. Also, a number of articles and things that we have there made available. And then there's a link to our home church, as I said, because I'm the pastor of the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. We meet at 4174 Wheatley Road and Suite 200, small commercial strip there in Richfield, Ohio. near Interstate 271 and Interstate 77, or right off from Route 21, Brecksville Road, Cleveland Maslin Road, Wheatley Road intersection there, and you'll find us. We're easy to find. Just take a look in. And the reason I mention it too is we have a Bible study every Friday night, and you're invited. It starts at 7 o'clock. It's an informal Bible study, and people who come bring the questions. And we have a variety of things that we talk about on Friday nights. Sometimes we'll spend most of the night dealing with purely biblical questions and how to understand what the Bible is saying. Sometimes they'll have questions that'll verge more into current events and what does the Bible say about them and how to make sense of them using the Word of God. And sometimes it's a mix. Sometimes we'll spend all night on one question or one topic. Sometimes we'll go through a dozen different topics. But that's every Friday night from 7 o'clock till 9 o'clock, informal Bible study. And we have refreshments available, and you bring the questions and enjoy fellowship with God's people if you're not doing anything on Friday night looking for something to do. And we invite you to come out at 7 o'clock, our Friday night Bible study at the Richfield Bible Baptist Church, 4174 Wheatley Road, and that's in Richfield, Ohio. And we're in Suite 200. You can see us there. Also, you can visit us on Sunday. If you don't have a church home, you're looking for a place that preaches the Word of God. Long time ago, as a small church, we realized we're not going to compete with churches on programs and activities and all that, but we determined that the one thing that we had, the one strength that we had, was to preach and proclaim the Word of God. And since the Bible says faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, we figured that's a pretty good strength to have. And so we've just concentrated on preaching the Bible and upholding the Word of God and trying to help people develop a biblical worldview, understand what God has to say in His Word, understand the gospel message, and then when you know Christ as your Savior, to be able to understand the Bible so that you can live a life that's pleasing and acceptable before our Lord Jesus Christ. And so we like to help people do that. You can visit us Sunday morning. Our Sunday morning service is at 11 o'clock. I am currently preaching through the book through the book of John, the Gospel of John. We're in chapter 2 right now, and we just spent, I think, about 2 months, 2.5 months going through the first chapter in the Gospel of John. Last week, we just started the second chapter, and so we're just going along and allowing the Lord to lead us and guide us and help us to understand what He has for us in His Word. And then, of course, on Sunday nights, we meet at 6 o'clock, and every Sunday night at 6 o'clock, it's a different service, and I'm currently preaching through the book of Proverbs on Sunday night. I've told people, I said, there's certain things in the Bible that I like better than others to teach and preach on, and human relationships is not the stuff that I really just want to get into, and financial matters is not something I just really want to get into, but in the book of Proverbs, when it talks about being a surety, like think cosigner on a loan, when it talks about beware of who you sit down to eat with and things like that. You get into a lot of those things. And so I tell our people that preaching through the book of Proverbs forces me to preach the whole counsel of the Word of God, not just the things that I like. If it was all up to me, I'd be talking about the Bible prophecy, science in the Bible. I'd be talking about things dealing with creation. I'd be talking about things dealing with Israel and the Middle East and those are the kind of things I love to get into. But by preaching through books of the Bible, and I especially found this true preaching through Proverbs, I have to deal with a lot of stuff that left to myself, I would probably say, well, yeah, maybe I'll get to that next week, and next week would probably not come. I'm not saying anything against people who preach topically. I love a good topical message. On occasion, I even preach a topical message. Certainly, our Bible studies tend to be more topical. But I just find that preaching through books of the Bible forces me to preach what God wants rather than just picking and choosing what I want. And, you know, God gave us the entire book from Genesis to Revelation, not just to read certain parts and ignore 90% of the rest. The tendency I've seen over the years is some people will preach through parts of the Bible, and they'll preach, you know, on their several favorite subjects, maybe 2, 3, 4 favorite subjects, and after a while, that's about all they talk about. But I really, preaching through Proverbs on Sunday night has forced me to delve into areas that, I wouldn't have done it had it not been in the Bible. So I'm just thankful that God's given us a book, and he'll take us outside of our comfort zone sometimes as we continue to go through his word. But it's for our good, it's for our benefit, so that we can do the work that he's called us to do, so that we can be the person that he wants us to be as we seek to serve him, and so that we can hold out the gospel message to a lost and dying world. Well, as I said, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis, and we're going to look at a couple of things here today. Want to mention something, too. I just had it set up here, and I just lost it as I was waxing on there for a while, but Pastor Lutz had mentioned this in the last half hour. We mentioned this on our Sunday night program, but I just wanted to mention coming up tomorrow, I believe it is, tomorrow, March the 4th, Saturday, March the 4th, there's the Cleveland Drag Queen Story Time that is scheduled at, let's see here, I've got the address here, at the Near West Theater. And this is near Lakewood here, and as soon as I can get my thing around here where I can see it, there we are, at 6702 Detroit Avenue. That's the Near West Theater, 6702 Detroit Avenue. Now, I'm not advertising the Drag Queen Story Time, so you can go there and enjoy it. This is a basically... this is an abomination before God, and these are grooming events. These things are designed to groom children, and people can say all they want to, but all I know is that if you had had women, actual women, dressed the way these men are dressed and doing the things that these men are doing in front of children, they would be banned. They would be restricted to adults only events. Let me give an example, and you might find this or might think this is extreme, but taking your let's say that you wanted to take your 8, 6, 7, 8 year old 10-year-old son and his friends to a birthday party, and taking them to one of these drag queen story times that's geared for children, I believe is more harmful than if you were to take them to one of these restaurants like Hooters or something and exposing them to the scantily clad women that are there. And you might find that extreme, but I put it that way specifically because people would say, oh, I would never take my young son to something like that, meaning the Hooters. But yet some of the same people that would say that are justifying taking their young sons and their young daughters to these drag queen story times. And these are grooming events. It's not simply pedophiles grooming children, but it's people of these perverse lifestyles grooming children to find them acceptable and even to bring them into these lifestyles. And so there are people, there's Christian groups that are protesting, there's patriot groups that are protesting. And if you feel strongly and you want to find out more, go on, if you're on Telegram, you can go to Telegram at the Call to Action Ohio NE. That's Call, the number 2, Call to Action Ohio NE for Northeast, Call to Action Ohio NE on Telegram, and you can see the flyers and the information. They're gathering at 9:30, and they have signs and things available. There's parking in the area. Please go there and look at their Telegram page, and you can find out more. There's other sources of information out there on other social media, a number of Christian and patriot groups are going to be out peacefully protesting this on Saturday, and some of these have been shut down in the past, some have been delayed, but this is a concerted effort. And as I was thinking about this, I got a caller calling in just a minute here, but as I was thinking about this, I was thinking about some verses in the Bible and just several things coming together here. And let me just share a couple of thoughts here before we go to our caller. We have going on right now in the state of Ohio a real battle. And this battle is over abortion. When the Dobbs decision came down last year and Roe v. Wade was overturned, a lot of people just got out of the fight. I've got it on good authority that a number of donors to a number of the Right to Life groups across the state and really around the country that were giving money and trying to fund the pro-life efforts after Roe was overturned, they just stopped giving money or they cut back significantly, saying, well, you know, we won, so what do we have to do? What do we need to give all this money for now? Well, we said this last year, that the battle was just beginning. It's going to go to the states. It's going to be fought in the states. Some states like Michigan have already lost the battle, and other states. The abortion amendments to state constitutions and abortion regulations that have been put into some states like California and Michigan and there's a number of others. There's movements to enshrine it in state constitutions. And in Ohio, we have a battle that has been vicious, and a lot of people are completely unaware of it. But there is going to be apparently on the it looks like on the ballot. They've got the language approved, and they're trying to get the number of signatures on their petitions to put on the ballot this November the right to reproductive freedom with protection for health and safety. Sounds pretty nice, doesn't it? And it's designed. I mean, all this has been designed to sound friendly. And who could be against protections for health and safety? And let me just share a couple things that this amendment says. Number one, every individual has a right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions on contraception, fertility treatment, continuing one's own pregnancy, miscarriage care, and abortion. Number two, the state shall not directly or indirectly burden, penalize, prohibit, interfere with, or discriminate against either an individual's voluntary exercise of this right or a person or entity that assists the individual exercising this right unless the state demonstrates it is using the least restrictive means to advance the individual's health in accordance with widely accepted and evidence-based standards of care. Number three, however, abortion may be prohibited after fetal viability, but in no case may such an abortion be prohibited if, in the professional judgment of the pregnant patient's treating physician, it is necessary to protect the patient's life or health. And number four, as used in this section, fetal viability means the point in pregnancy when, in the professional judgment of the patient's pregnant patient's treating physician, the fetus has a significant likelihood of survival outside the uterus with reasonable measures. This is determined on a case-by-case basis, and state includes any government entity and political subdivision. And number five, this section is self-executing. And without getting into all the rest of this, basically what this will do, it will enshrine abortion into the Ohio Constitution, and it will essentially allow abortion on demand for virtually any reason up until the point of delivery. It'll overturn all the pro-life gains that we've made in the state of Ohio over the last nearly 50 years fighting Roe, and it will make Ohio overnight one of the most liberal abortion states in the nation. And I was thinking about this, and you know, abortion today, I believe, is a spiritual, how should I phrase this? It's a spiritual thing, I think, to some of the people on the left. Remember, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 10:4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And we've got these strongholds, and I believe that there are strongholds that have existed. Exodus chapter 14, in verse 24, the Bible says, and it came to pass, Leviticus chapter 18, there we are. In Leviticus chapter 18, it says, and thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire to Molech, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy God. I am the Lord. And there's a number of other passages in the law referring to and prohibiting the passing of children through the fire to Molech. And when you think about this, the spirit that inspired people to sacrifice their children, to burn them, pass them through the fire as a sacrifice to Molech, take the lives of their children. I believe that spirit is alive and well in the pro-death movement in the United States today. I believe it's alive and well in the Democrat Party in the United States today. These people want to sacrifice to Molech. They want to sacrifice their children. It's like a sacrament to these people, and it's part of that spiritual battle that we have. It's a spiritual battle. It's a sacrament, and it's the same spirit that motivated people in ancient days to burn their children alive, sacrificing the Molech, is, I believe, the same spirit that is inspiring, causing these people to want to kill their unborn children today. It's the same reason, in a sense, because they sacrificed a Molech that they could have a good life. And that's what's happening today, sacrificing their children, that their life can be good. And there's a lot more to it, but I don't have time to get into all that right now. But you need to be aware of this. We need to be aware of the times in which we live. And we've seen this in the past. We've seen this in the Bible. And, you know, this is something that brings God's judgment on a country. Over in 2 Kings chapter 17, in 2 Kings chapter 17, there's a litany of things that the people of Israel had rejected, the Jewish people had rejected God in. And it says this in verse 17, and they caused their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire and used divination and enchantments and sold themselves to do evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. Therefore, verse 18, therefore, why? Because of passing their sons and their daughters through the fire, sacrificing their children, because of all these other things that he talks about here. It says, therefore, the Lord was very angry with Israel and removed them out of his sight. There was none left but the tribe of Judah only. Also Judah, well, we need to get into the rest of that, but do you see the point here? God was angry with them, and I would submit that God is angry with us today because we're passing our children through the fire, so to speak. Have you ever seen a chemical abortion where they use the salt solution to chemically burn the child in the womb? It's certainly like passing through the fire in that sense, but it's the same point. Sacrificing our children, sacrificing our sons and our daughters. Hey, but those were people were sacrificing those that were already born. Hey, there's people today that they would do it if they could, and there's people who have advocated for abortion up to and following birth. And you can't call that abortion, even though they do, it's infanticide. But there are people advocated for infanticide, calling it abortion, up to and after the child is born. Well, whether it's before the child is born or after the child is born, it's an abomination. It angers God. Children are created by God as a gift, not a curse. Well, we need to be involved in this. We need to pray for our nation. We need to pray for our state. We need to pray for Ohio. We need to pray for the 22 turncoat Republicans that betrayed the conservative and pro-life cause in Ohio early in January when they led a revolt and elected Stevens as a Speaker of the House. One of the purposes there was to pave the way to get this amendment into the Ohio Constitution. We fight a battle against spiritual entities. You know, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're mighty to God through the tearing down of strongholds. Get in the battle. If you're not saved, put your faith in Christ. If you are saved, get in the fight and serve God. Thanks for listening. God bless.
You've been listening to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Read articles on a variety of topics by Pastor Al at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to join him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., and then every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoll.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 10 to midnight. And again, next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.